You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Greetings, it's Peggy! And you are listening to Getting Peggy With
Okay,
It.
Okay, Peggy, can you just...
Everyone knows you're there. They listen to the Eppies. They know you're
working
in the background.
Can you just one time introduce me, though? I don't understand why it's so hard. I'm here. We're a team. Like, why do you always leave me out?
We are a team. And, you know, have you ever, like, gone to a Broadway show and the producer comes out and is like, oh, it's me. I take the credit. No, I mean, you don't need to. Everyone knows you're there. And they're going to hear you cackle in the background in 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Okay,
cackle?
Let me start.
Is that the way you – okay, that's what you say behind my back? Great. Thanks, Peg. All right, do the introduction again.
That's what everyone whispers, but you can't hear because you're yelling. Okay. Greetings. It's Peggy. And do not forget that Ellen Marie Marsh is here. It's very important that she gets credit. This is Getting Peggy With It. This is our pod.
We're
in a pod now.
Nobody calls it a pod.
Yeah. We're in quarantine. It's the cool way. The cool kids say, oh, on the pod. This week on the pod. So this week on the pod, we got another three names. What is with all of you and your three names? Jesus H. Jenna Marie Claire Mason.
No, it's Mary just Claire. Jenna Claire. It's just Jenna Claire. Jenna just Claire let it roll Mason. Off your tongue.
Jenna Claire Mason.
Yeah.
That's three names.
Right. But Jenna Claire, you added a Marie. That's me.
Oh, right.
You're said the Jenna Claire Marie.
Out of nowhere for no reason.
Okay.
Maybe I should do that. Peggy Marie Jenkins, and then maybe the pod would soar.
Yeah.
Anyways, Jenna Claire Mason, she's a Glinda. Glindas are so sweet. They have to be. It's in their contract, you know? And then she just is very giggly. That's what I remember about the interview. I remember she giggled a lot. And that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, she's her? A...
Did I take a nap?
No, you didn't take a nap, Peggy. You were there. You're with it. Yes. I know it was a long time ago. We put a lot of these episodes in the can before we went into quarantine because, oddly, Peggy is really a challenge to schedule.
Yeah, I'm busy. I got a lot of demands.
You don't.
Have any demands, and it's just, what is the point of anything? But as long as everything's going to be going to hell in a handbasket, we might as well listen to podcasts, okay? So this is our conversation with the very, very, very sweet Jenna Claire Mason.
Enjoy.
Do you remember it?
No. Well, I don't remember what we talked about. That's why we're going to listen to it together. Let's listen to it live and experience it together with the people.
Oh, I can't wait. It's like a date night.
No, it's not. Are you a lesbian, Peg?
There'd be nothing wrong if I was.
No, I'm just curious. It's very forward of you because, you know, you wear.
Why do you always have to have the last word, Ellen Marie Marsh?
Oh, I'll play that game.
You're here.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay.
This is our conversation with.
This is a conversation with Jenna Claire Mason. Enjoy.
Getting Peggy With It. Greetings, it's Peggy, and welcome to Getting Peggy With It. I'm so excited that today we have one of the 55 Glindas. Her name is Jenna Claire Mason. Actually, probably more than that.
Probably.
She plays Glinda in Wicked on Broadway.
It's a good show. Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
It's a fun one.
Jenna Claire, you're so adorable. Has anyone ever told you that? That's how you book jobs.
Maybe you're the first. I don't know.
Really? You're just so cute.
Oh, thank you. I like your outfit. I feel like we're coordinating a little bit. We have like our blues and grays on.
Yeah, we're neutral. Like we could be at the Gap. We could be anywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we're timeless. I was admiring her beautiful hair. And She said she gets it done at home. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Nashville, Tennessee. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Music
Nash
City.
Nash Vegas.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm originally from there. And yeah, it's one of my favorite cities besides New York City.
Alan, why don't you stop making noise?
Oh, he's moving this way.
How can I have hard-hitting journalism when people are making this noise around the studio?
You're not doing anything hard-hitting, Peggy.
I'm doing important work.
No, you're not.
For me, I'm doing important work for
anyone. Someone gave you a microphone and you just yap into
it. Speak of the devil. Pot, kettle. Helen's sitting on a couch drinking a spindrift or whatever those bubbly things are called, and she's just complaining about life.
Do you like seltzer?
I love seltzer.
It's good. It feels good in your belly.
I know it does.
I love bubbles, though.
I know. So. Do you want one right now?
Sure. Do you have them?
Jeeves? Right to declare Mason Marfa to spendthrift.
Do you want one?
Bubbly.
Okay. Oh, there's a bubbly.
I promise.
That's great.
Alan
Thank
Seals.
You. What everyone. Service here? Thanks, Alan.
Yeah, Alan runs Broadway Mango. Podcast Network.
That's amazing.
We need to get a bubbly endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
I drink about 20 of those a day.
Wow, it's really good. I've never had mango before.
Okay, well, welcome. Jenna Claire, you're from Nashville.
Yes.
You don't seem that hick.
I don't?
No.
That's good.
You don't
I
seem
worked
that country.
Really hard to get rid of the southern draw, but my dad's from Chicago, so.
Mm-hmm. You seem like saccharine like a southerner, but you don't seem like dumb.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
You seem like actor level dumb, but not like south dumb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is good. It's a nice combo.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't book jobs with your brain.
With my what?
Your brain.
My brain. No, no.
Yeah.
You don't.
This is a moneymaker right here.
Thank you.
Face. Jenna Claire Moffat. I mean, Claire. Jenna, what is your name?
Jenna Claire Mason.
Mason.
Married name after that. Okay. Moffat.
Jenna Claire Mason. How long have you been in Wicked the Musical?
A long time. Longer than I went to college, which is crazy.
You went to college?
I did. Elon University. Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
It's in North Carolina. It's
yeah.
Like
Daniel
also
J.
In the
Watts
country.
Went there.
Daniel J. Watts went there. Taylor Trent. She might have
Taylor. I don't know who that is.
Oh, he's a sweet guy.
Was he in Spring Awakening?
He was.
Oh, okay, right. So did you audition for Elphaba?
I never did.
No.
Have you?
Because Glinda's such a loser role. Like, it's the Tony losing role. You know what I mean?
You're not wrong.
It's a second place.
I feel like people see the show and they either identify with Glinda or Elphaba more. But I saw the show when I was a kid and I thought Elphaba was cool, but I always liked Glinda more. I think Glinda has a better arc.
Yeah. Well, she disappears in the second act while Elphaba's holding down the fort. So what did you do for your your Glinda audition?
Well, that's a good question. I did the normal packet,
yeah,
which I had prepared thoroughly, and then they asked me to sight read Thank Goodness, which is that song that you kind of sing along to in your car, but it's actually has very specific rhythms and it's complicated and there's the really high note at the end. So, you know, my lesson from that callback was just know the whole score.
Wow. Know the whole score.
Just know the whole score.
Especially if it's the only job you're ever going to get. You better know the whole score.
The whole thing.
That's a good,
practice wonderful, mm-hmm. practice sentimental man.
What's your favorite part of the show?
I love the part in the Ozdust Ballroom where they haven't been friends up until that point.
Uh-huh.
And Elphaba comes in, everybody's making fun of her. And then there's this whole 360 of they become friends through dance. And I think it's beautiful because she's dancing and everyone's making fun of her. And Glinda's like, you know what? I can't deal with this anymore. I have to step in. I have to do something. And she takes it upon herself to include her. And then everybody starts dancing.
So sincere.
And I think it's beautiful because I know you love musical theater, right?
I do.
But I think about like Oklahoma and how Oklahoma
was the classics. The golden age.
Was the first show to
Before
really
your time.
Use dance to
tell a story.
To move the story along, mm-hmm. to move the plot along. And I love that part.
Wouldn't you rather be in Oklahoma?
Without, I do love Oklahoma.
Yeah, or like West Side Story. Not the current revival because there are no ladies in that. But wouldn't you love to be in like a classic version of West Side Story or something just really great?
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Maybe we could do that together someday.
That was definitely wrong. That would be wrong to do for us to do. Let's do an all-white West Side Story. That's what everybody needs. That's great. Oh.
So you were telling me you go back home to get your hair done? So sometimes I do. Yeah, there's this woman named Toby. She's very much like the Truvy of Steel Magnolias, and she has a little hair salon in her backyard.
In her garage.
Yeah, basically.
Toby.
And she talks like that.
That's
and
adorable.
I like to go back and get my hair done sometimes.
When you leave the city, everything else is cheaper. And that's actors learn how to get things cheap because they don't have money.
Just $50.
Well, please don't tell me that. You're going to make me barf. You just can't imagine what I spend on my locks.
Your hair is so pretty. What do you do?
Thank you so much. I leave it up to Kevin Thomas Garcia. Do you know him?
I don't.
He does my hair.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Don't touch
it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should never touch a woman's hair. So, Jenna Claire Mason, how long have you been in Wicked?
4.5 years.
Four and a half years.
I rounded up. 4 years and 4 months.
You were on the tour?
I did the tour, yeah.
So, for those people at home, what is Wicked about? It's just so boring. Tell us.
It's like the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
That's what it says on the poster. She has to say that. She's contracted.
I just stole it from the poster.
What do you play?
I play Glinda the Good Witch.
I hate that part. That's actually, well, Fiero is my least favorite part.
What?
And if nobody needs him. Chistory, I love.
Chistory is also my favorite. And
really?
A really, really hard part to play.
Yeah, I know. I love Chistory and I love Elphaba. And then the rest of the characters can just go, like, die. But being in a bubble is nice.
The bubble's really
cool.
You
have to be small.
It's and kind of an epic entrance. Like,
really?
I know Elphaba gets to fly, but, like, Glinda gets to fly, too.
Arrive in a bubble. Yeah. I recently saw that you were in Kristen Chenoweth's show on Broadway as a guest.
Yes.
Did you kiss your butt like everybody else?
What?
All the Glindas got on and was like, I love you, Kristen. You're my idol. Did you do that?
I did. See, I probably did do that because I saw her play Glinda when the show first opened.
I know. She's amazing.
And I was 13 and I was like, I want to be Glinda someday. And then now here we are.
Wow.
Yeah. Big full circle
moment.
Yeah,
she's wonderful. She is. Hilarious, beautiful.
Talented,
all the things, you know. Where has Broadway gone? It's gone downhill so much. You know what I mean? Because do we have any classic people anymore? You know, do we have any true stars? Look who gets cast. You know what I mean?
You're a star, Peggy.
I'm not on Broadway right now. I just talk about it.
I was thinking about
– And that's what we need right now, you know?
This is my first time meeting you, but I've heard about you for years.
You have?
Yes. I was in a musical called Flashdance. Have you heard of Flashdance?
Like the movie?
Yeah, like the movie.
It never made it in?
Water. It did not make it in.
It was like nudity.
Coming to Broadway next year.
Next year. And then it was like, wow, Dreams Dash.
But my friend Sydney Morton was in it.
Oh, I love her. And she was in Motown.
Yes, she was in Motown. And she told me about you. And that was, I mean, five or six years ago.
Wow, thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
And so here we are.
Legend brought you here. The legend. So listen, were you happy when you got the role of Glinda?
Oh,
wouldn't you rather be Elphaba?
I actually every night say to myself, I'm so glad I'm not Elphaba.
Why?
Because
you don't want to get those
5:11 o'clock numbers.
She does.
When and only. Just when you think she's gonna stop singing, she has like another no good deed.
Yeah, like you're just taking a nap and eating bonbons, and she does no good deed.
Bonbons every night.
You know what I mean? What are some of your dream roles on Broadway?
Ooh.
What would you love to play?
That's a good question. I don't
know. Harder now that they're not really looking for white girls, but it just in a dreamland.
Well, I always wanted to play Glinda, and now I think my dream is to get to originate something
throw in the towel?
Brand new.
Oh, something brand new, yes.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Okay, brand new. All right. What about existing shows?
I love Mean Girls. I love Frozen.
What? This,
yeah.
Those are great shows.
Don't you like anything good? I love Come From Away is my favorite show right now.
Okay. Do you like anything written before 1990?
That's on Broadway right now?
I love it. Or just anywhere. What would you love to come in with?
Well, my favorite show of all time is The Light in the Piazza.
Oh, I love it.
But that was written
after 19.
Now
you're too long in the tooth.
19.
Yeah. It's a fact of life. You know what I mean?
Am I? Maybe.
This says that you were in Once on This Island.
I was in Once on This Island opposite Dreamboat Adam Kaplan. Mm-hmm.
Was he a newsie?
He was a newsie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's a babe.
So overrated.
He's such a sweetie.
Okay, or a babe.
At Flat Rock Playhouse.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't even a main stage, Peggy.
Yeah, it was. That's not racially very acceptable, right?
No. I was Andrea.
Andrea, who's that?
She's the one that Daniel has to marry.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that makes sense.
He got forced to marry me, and then she turned into a tree.
Yeah, you have to know where you fit in because we are in a climate.
Right. Well, yes.
And you can't just accept every role anymore. You know, and that's a good lesson to learn.
That is a good lesson to learn.
Yeah.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So, do you just wake up every day and open your eyes and just hope that there's a Legally Blonde revival for you? Before it's too late?
Sure, yeah. That's something I think every
Do they
morning,
have discount sure. Botox in Tennessee? Because there's going to come a day.
I hope so.
All of us are wondering. It's the question on everyone's mind.
If I go to Tennessee to get Botox, will you go with me? Can we do it like together?
No,
like,
no. Oh. I've earned this flaky skin and these wrinkles. So, looking even deeper into your resume, you played Chiffon in Little Shop of Horrors?
Yes, I did.
I don't know if you want to just talk about that or...
That was my first summer stock job.
Don't look at my page.
I'm sorry.
You should know not to look in someone's file.
Sure.
Jenna Claire, if there's one thing I've learned, it's not to piss off Peggy.
Right.
Or to look in her files. Mostly just to piss her off because she's being nice right now.
Jenna Claire
did
Mason.
Did you do Motown?
No, she didn't do Motown. She's white.
Okay.
So. I'm the only white girl. And I won't let you forget it either. No, she was busy being in like, five other
I was
original
in Motown.
Broadway.
I was in Motown.
Original Broadway companies.
I sing like
in
a
the back
girl. I was
with
in Motown. Listen
mullet.
To me riff.
I
Listen
was
to
there.
Me sing. I sing better than anyone. Buy my album. Come to my show.
Every day that Ellen is alive, mm-hmm. she tries to remind everyone that she did like four OBCs.
Yeah.
Okay, that's original Broadway
I mean,
company.
It's five,
right.
But whatever.
Five.
Don't worry about it. Five.
If you can count Rose Tattoo, my God, she just moved set pieces and walked in sand. And she basically begged me to come. And so I said, okay, I'll come. And then I spent all my coins and I came and I was like, oh, I can't wait to see my friend really shine. Principal contract. You know what? Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. You know, I won't get fooled again. So
that's not the way the saying goes.
Well,
but
that's what Bush said. So I'm quoting Bush. All right. This is called Fast Fire Faves.
Fast
I'm going to name something and you quickly tell me your favorite.
Okay.
Okay? New York restaurant.
Echo.
Ooh, I love that place.
I love that place. All you can eat for only $24.99.
Wow, you are cheap. Between show snack.
Pret a manger, chicken noodle soup.
Okay. The Broadway show last year that you saw. Did you see any shows?
I did.
You're just selfish.
I was thinking Come From Away, but I think I saw that the year before. Oh, no. Hadestown.
Okay. Place to buy clothes.
I never buy clothes. I like hand-me-downs.
Oh.
I like Anthropology and Free People.
That's
Did you
definitely
say you
not
like hand-me-downs?
I love hand-me-downs.
You're a Broadway principal. Treat yourself.
I feel like.
She goes to Anthropology. Don't let her fool you.
I feel like sharing clothes is like a love language. It's like if I'm wearing a t-shirt from my best friend, it's like you're wearing a hug from your friend.
She's serious. She's actually
I
serious.
I love sharing clothes. Also, I grew up with three
brothers. So precious.
I grew up with three brothers.
She's like a little child.
So when
you are a Barbie. What about your favorite movie?
I like Wild Hearts Can't Be Broken.
It's, oh my God, Jesus. You're like a My Little Pony. Favorite actress?
I really love Kristen Bell right now. Yeah, I'm a
You can't make this shit up. Mariah or Whitney?
Whitney.
your favorite inspirational quote. I know you have like 20 on the tip of your tongue.
Dream big. Is that enough? Bob yep. Goff. Mm-hmm. Bob Goff, dream big. No.
Your okay. favorite Peggy.
You're well.
There's Peggy Lee. There's like Peggy from Hamilton. There's me.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. That's crazy. I didn't expect that.
That's my favorite.
That's so crazy.
Wait. Actually, I think I like this one.
Oh better. My gosh. I didn't expect that.
Wait. This one's cute too.
So you humbling.
Seen, who's that?
No, that don't oh, pay okay. no attention Sorry. To the girl behind there. All right. Now for a segment I like to call Lasting Impressions. Lasting Impressions. So every actor, as we know, needs to have impressions in their back pocket they can just pull off for a callback.
Oh, no.
Okay? And you went to school for acting, all right? So let's do it.
Oh, no.
Okay. Barack Obama.
Oh, no. He talks kind of low and kind of slow, and he's got a nice
impression of man of is mumbling, what she just did.
Mumbling.
How about Ross from Friends?
Oh, I just started watching Friends.
What? For the first time? For the first How time old are you? Seven?
For the first time ever. And I come.
Oh, God.
I came to work and I was like, Ross and Rachel broke up. And they were like, yeah, for because was it the first?
They it gave
was the
it
first.
Away?
It was the first time they'd ever broken up. And I was going through it. And they're like, don't worry, they're going to break up a lot more times. But it was on Netflix and I was on season 5. And then they just pulled it from Netflix. And how am I supposed to watch Friends now?
I'm sure you'll figure it out. Everyone this says- is a low stakes life you got. Wow. I wish I had your problems. All right. SpongeBob SquarePants. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
That's probably while you were in high school.
I didn't have cable when I was a kid, so didn't watch any of like the Nickelodeon or Disney shows.
I knew like Ariana Grande.
I'm not doing very well on this. I don't know. She's
doing
like
an impression.
Ah.
Okay. Great. Audra McDonald. Please tell me you know who Audra McDonald yep. is. Okay, great.
Birds roosting in the trees, pick up and go, and the go improves.
Great. Don't call us. We'll call you. Okay. Santina Fontana. Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
It's very boring.
Am I allowed to sing? I feel like the people you're saying are just people I know from like my Broadway cast recordings.
What do you know
but
him
I love
from?
Him in Soon It's Gonna Rain. I Can Feel It.
What's that from?
He did a revival of The Fantastics.
Oh, okay. Off Broadway?
Yeah.
What about
So good. It's my favorite.
Cardi B.
I don't know Cardi B. I'm sorry.
Ethel Merman?
I can't do it. I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
How about guest choice? Do you do any impressions?
Sure.
Do one. I would love it.
I like Amy Adams.
Of course you do. Okay, great. It's going to be a stretch, but I'd love to see it.
When you meet that someone who is meant for you, before two can become one, there's something you must do.
I wonder if that's how you got Glinda.
Well, those are lasting impressions.
Jenna Claire Mason, let's go to a segment I like to call Internet Deep Cuts.
Deep Cuts from the Internet.
Ooh. Do we have any photos? All right, don't look behind you. Don't be so shocked. September 2013, you posted a picture of Rapunzel saying she was a beauty. Who do you think is blonder, Rapunzel or yourself?
Rapunzel.
There she is.
Am I allowed to look?
Yeah.
Wait, that's not me.
Who is it?
That's my friend Emily Rice.
Oh, you look exactly the same. No one can tell you apart. November of 2015, first documented image of you going on for Glinda. 4 years ago, over 4 years.
Yeah.
Are you going to be grandfathered in as Madame Horrible?
I hope so.
What?
That's a good role.
No, Jenna Claire Mason, you have to have bigger dreams than this.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll try to dream bigger.
Yeah, maybe. I would love that for you. I want you to have more.
Okay.
You know, let's come up with some goals for you.
Okay. Can you help me?
Yeah. I would be great at that. All right. So there are over 50 plus pictures of you in your costumes from Wicked.
Did you count them?
Well, they're more than 50.
Oh, okay.
I definitely know that. Somebody counted. I won't say. I'll just point my elbow and whistle. He doesn't have a life. And I'm just wondering if you're afraid that, like, will people forget what show you're in? They could never. It's all you have going on. It's so funny.
True.
Incidentally, Taylor Newsome does all of our research, researches far back into the Instagram and the Twitter. He's our resident researcher.
Was there anything interesting way back there?
Well, no.
So I would love to play a game called Actors Are Dumb.
Everybody knows actors are dumb.
All right, so I'm going to do 5 trivia questions, okay?
Okay.
They're very basic.
Okay.
And you try to answer them.
Okay.
What was Elton John's first number one hit in the U.S.? Do you know who Elton John is?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. He's a little before your time.
Was it I Hope You Don't Mind?
What's the name of that song?
That I put down a word. I don't know.
How wonderful life is.
Now you're
that I wrote your song.
It's called Your Song.
Your no, song.
That's
your
not
song.
It. That's
oh,
not it.
Darn it.
It's Crocodile Rock.
Sorry. I don't know that song. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember when rock was young.
To the nearest mile, how long was the Berlin Wall? Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
5,522.
Jesus Christ. It was 26.5. Wow. We need to get her a map. It's not the Wall of China.
I think that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Of. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. They hear wall. They don't know what they're even what to think. What plant can grow 35 inches in a single day?
Is it like a special Arizonian cactus?
No, they grow real slow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cactus famously grow slow. The slowest on earth.
I don't know. Is it like
bamboo?
Bamboo.
Yeah, and in fact, to all of you listening at home, everybody should get bamboo paper products instead of paper products from trees. What does the Latin root word mort mean?
Death?
Yes. Oh my gosh, you got one. It's amazing. In Sex and the City, what event does Carrie have a pair of $485 Manolo Blahnik shoes stolen?
In which episode?
In Sex and the City, what event does Carrie have a pair of Manolo Blahnik shoes stolen? Did you watch that show?
I only watched the movies. I don't know. Was she going
shower?
To? Oh, I was going to. Okay, great. I was going to say like New York Fashion Week.
So, I want to play a game called "Tell Us What You Really Think."
Okay.
Okay. And this is a time when we turn off the cameras, turn off the mics. You can really tell, you know what I mean? Everything, mm-hmm. You don't have to be afraid that okay. This will get out. And I just want you to tell us what you really think, okay? Who is playing Alphabet?
Hannah Cornell. Hannah Rose Cornell.
Oh, 3 names. Yeah, it's really popular with your generation. What do you think of her? I've heard mixed.
Love emotions. Her. She's amazing. We've been doing the show together for 8 months now.
Yeah.
7 months?
She has to say that.
She's wonderful.
Who's your favorite Elphaba you've ever been around?
I like all my Elphabas for different
reasons. I know,
reasons.
But you have to pick.
I can't
Yeah, you
pick.
Do. You do.
I can tell you who
Otherwise
I did.
I'll throw you out.
I did it the longest with Mary-Kate Morrissey.
Any you hate?
No.
Any Elphaba's real problem?
No.
You can tell us. Some of them are a problem. They get nodes. They go crazy. Anybody have panic attacks and just go crazy on you?
No, those
Anybody
girls
try
are,
to push you out of the
those
bubble?
Those girls are solid. No
You
one.
Can tell me later.
Okay.
Jenna Claire Mason, I want to do a segment we like to call Booked and Blessed.
Booked and Blessed.
So she's on Broadway now, but it could end at any moment and she's going to need to book another job. So I wanted to read some sides with you. For those of you listening at home, sides are the audition material for a show. Okay? So do you want to read this with me?
Sure.
You're reading for the part of Janice.
Oh, great. Mary-Kate plays Janice.
Okay. No, who cares?
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
I have to share because I'm the reader.
Okay. Are you playing all the other parts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So the reader does.
Great.
Unsung heroes.
Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome. Make a strong choice, please.
Are you going for – okay.
Yeah. I was letting you have your beat alone.
Okay.
They want me to have lunch with them all week.
That is the tits.
She means that's great. But I already have said I'll sit with you guys. Maybe you could have lunch together.
Never. Not really an option.
I don't know why you hate them so. Regina seems kind of cool.
Regina George is not cool. She's a scum-sucking, fart-mouth life ruiner.
Janice hates Regina because when we were in the 8th grade, dot, dot, dot. Damien. This is a big part of acting is cold reads.
Following along.
Damien, shall we not? Caddy, take their offer, then come back and tell us every stupid moron thing they say.
Like spy on them. Isn't that bad?
Caddy, we're your friends. Would we ask you to do something bad?
Yeah. Okay. So I would love to give you some coaching.
Yeah. Janice is pretty edgy. I don't have a lot of edge.
You could do it. You could do it. The older you get, you're going to have to get more edge.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to be a princess forever. And I want people to listen to the podcast and say, wow, she can really be something more than just Glinda. Okay? Because right now that's all you can do. But you could be Anna, I guess, in Frozen.
Anna.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know if they're going to do gender swap for that reindeer or whatever. But right now it's just Anna and it's Glinda. Okay, so let's do it again with a little more edge. Can you do an impression of somebody like for this? Like maybe it'd be great. Do you do any accents?
I can try.
Yeah. Do you do Scottish?
Sure.
Yeah, you do? Okay, great. Sure. I think Scottish would be perfect. Can you see?
Yes, I can see.
Okay, great. They want me to have lunch with them all week.
Ha! That is the tits.
She means that's great. But I already said I'd sit with you guys. Maybe you could all have lunch together.
Never. Not really an option.
I don't know why you hate them so much. Regina seems kind of cool.
Regina George is not cool. She's a scum-sucking, fart-mouthed life ruiner.
Janice hates Regina because when we were in eighth grade...
Damien, shall we not? Caddy, take their offer. Then come back and tell us every stupid moron thing they say.
Yeah. Like spy on them. Isn't that bad?
Caddy, we are your friends. Would we ask you to do something bad?
Yeah. That's nice. Yeah.
That wasn't... I needed to practice it.
Yeah. Can you take it a little more from here, more like Shrek? Like...
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like real edge. Like... Really, you're going to have to, like, graduate into character roles eventually.
Okay.
So just take it from here. I don't know why you hate them so much. Regina George seems kind of cool.
Regina George is not cool. Yeah. She's a scum-sucking, fart-mouth life ruiner.
Janice hates Regina because when we were in eighth grade...
Damien, shall we not? Caddy, take their offer. Then come back and tell us every stupid moron thing they say.
Yeah, nice. That was nice. That was nice.
Booked.
Yeah, I would book you on that. I would give you a call back.
Cool.
It was nice. What do you think you could be doing better in theater?
In theater? I would love to do a play sometime.
Oh, no. Plays are pointless. Why would you want to do a play? Without music and dancing, there's just nothing. You know what I mean?
Morgan, I do plays.
No, you don't. You did one play once. And it had only music. You got hired to sing, actually.
I've done two plays.
I went to see her in this play. Yeah. And she said, I do plays now every 5 seconds. I went to see the play, and it was filled with music. She got hired because she sang. And movesets. Plays are pointless.
War Horse was a play, but there was some...
Nobody cares about plays. And, you know, I think that if that's your goal... This is why I want to get into goals with you.
Right.
So that you have better goals than I want to do a play.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to go to the Eugene O'Neill Theater Center and do a workshop of a two-hander. That's not a goal for life. You know what I mean? That's just something that happens to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So do you think that your parents are proud of you?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah. They come and see Wicked a lot.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I know.
They deserve a medal for that. Seeing it more than once is a lot.
They do. They're sweet.
Is this your Broadway debut?
This is my Broadway debut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have a podcast?
I don't.
Yeah, every actor seems to have a podcast.
A lot of people have podcasts now.
Yeah, they do.
What are your
podcasts
favorite?
Are just about – I hate most of them because most of them are just like, tell me your journey. You know what I mean? Nobody cares. So
do you ever listen to Armchair Expert?
Yeah, I love that one.
That one's good.
That's great. Do you have your phone handy?
I have it over there. Do you want me to get it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me your
phone. Do you have any famous people on your phone?
Like contacts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who?
Morgan James.
No, that's... Nobody knows that. I mean, a real famous person.
Yeah.
Like who?
I think she's famous. I have Sadie Robertson in my
phone. Nobody knows who that is. Okay. It better not be somebody like Idina Menzel or some bullshit.
A real celebrity. I used to have Aaron Carter. I used to have Aaron Carter's phone number in here.
Oh, that'd be great. Anybody else?
I met him in
Can I read your latest text?
Sure.
So trusting.
Oh, I'm nervous. It's probably about
two dogs. It is about dogs.
It's probably about dogs.
Dogs, dogs, dogs.
I just got two dogs in 2 weeks, which maybe only a crazy person does, but I got a dog and then immediately thought it would be great to get another dog.
Why'd so you get another one?
First dog would have a companion. Well, it was kind of a crazy story.
A grown one?
Yes. So I really wanted to adopt a dog. And so there was three occasions where I was going to adopt a dog and it fell through at the last second.
Mm-hmm,
and
because you're an unstable actor.
Probably. So the third time, the night before we went to go pick up the – it was a golden doodle in Pennsylvania. The night before, they backed out and they were like, we're moving to Puerto Rico. We don't know how we're going to take the dog. We have to take the dog with us. And I was understood but was also very sad. And my husband, to surprise and delight me, surprised me with a puppy the next night.
Oh,
which was really sweet.
So sweet.
And then a week later, the family reached out again and they said, hey – we still can't take the dog with us. Do you still want to adopt him? And I said, let me think. Yes.
So you have two puppies.
So then I went and got this other dog, and now we have a 1.5-year-old golden doodle, and we have a 3-month-old golden doodle, and it is chaos. I actually, before I came here,
Who's taking care of them right now?
My husband's at home, but I was just bathing both of them because they ran around in the yard, and they were muddy and disgusting. But –
oh, wow. That sounds chaotic.
It is definitely chaotic, but they didn't get along for the first week, and that was terrifying, but now they're best friends.
Well,
Buddy and Banjo.
I mean, thankfully, you don't have, like, you don't have to use much bandwidth in your show, so you can just focus on,
right,
mothering or whatever else you do. So I was wondering if maybe you would like to choose a couple of these that you were nosing around in earlier.
Sorry.
And act out some Shakespeare. You're an actor.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Look. What light through yonder window breaks? Romeo, let lips do what hands do. They pray. Is that what you're hoping for?
Yeah, that was great. That was very somber. That made me actually kind of depressed. that was wonderful. Thanks for that. That's all I need from you.
Okay.
We'll call you. Don't call us. Would you like to give anybody advice for life? Advice for this career?
This career is hard and great.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's been too hard for you. Any career goals?
I would like to audition for more film and TV.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you got the face for it.
I don't have an agent right now.
Do it while you can. What do you mean you don't have an agent?
I know.
Oh, yikes.
I'm working on that.
If any agents
are
listening.
That would be a good goal.
Yeah, that would be a good goal. That's a necessity.
Any agents out there. Yeah.
anything else, Ellen?
Oh, now you ask me as if my opinion matters.
You've been sitting on your butt this entire epi.
Interesting.
Bowl of questions.
Bowl of questions.
What was your last good deed? Because she's in Wicked.
Adopting 10 dogs and handing my clothes down.
Last night, some friends came backstage and I put glitter on all their faces. That was fun.
Oh, that's precious. Let me ask another one.
Hey, Peggy, if you come see Wicked, I'll give you some glitter.
Okay. That might be fine.
I might let you try on a crown, too. Do you like crowns?
No. I don't want anything on my head.
Okay.
But I'd like to go in the bubble if you could arrange that.
Okay.
You want to ask me one?
Sure.
You think they'd let me go in the bubble?
I can talk to the right people.
What was your favorite band/singer 10 years ago?
10 years ago? Oh, gosh. I would have to say Doris Day.
I love Doris Day.
Peggy, yeah. That wasn't 10 years ago.
But that still was my favorite 10 years ago. That was still my favorite 10 years ago.
Do you love to polka?
It didn't say, no, I don't polka. Don't look like a loser. But I love Doris Day, so.
Don't you think they should make a Doris Day musical?
Yeah. Fight you to the finish. This has been Getting Peggy With It. I'm Peggy, and this is Jenna Claire Mason. Thank you so much for being here. Yay. Go see her in Wicked.
If you like that sort of thing.
You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Alan Seals and directed by Ellen Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Alan Seals and Ellen Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy! One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. Thanks for listening.
Cut. Okay.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps.
A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.